just a moment, you will hear James Stewart as The Six Shooter, just one of the many fine programs brought to you Sundays on NBC. Later this evening, listen to the NBC Star Playhouse with two of your favorite stars. Hear Stroke of Fate and the story of what might have happened if fate had reversed historical facts. And be sure to keep tuned for the dramatic story of The Last Man Out. It's a wonderful lineup of great programs, all of them heard only on NBC. James Stewart as The Six Shooter. The man in the saddle is angular and long-legged. His skin is sun-dyed brown. The gun in his holster is gray steel and rainbow mother of pearl, its handle unmarked. People call them both the Six Shooter. The NBC Radio Network presents James Stewart as The Six Shooter, a transcribed series of radio dramas based on the life of Britt Ponsett, the Texas plainsman who wandered through the Western territories, leaving behind a trail of still remembered legends.
How's that, Alf? Short enough for you? I asked you if it was short enough for you.
Well, give me the mirror so I can take a look.
There you are. Well?
Don't look to me like you cut it at all.
Oh, now, Alf.
It's still there, ain't it? Hanging down the back of my neck.
Well, I figured you'd want to be in style. Fellow's in just the other day, come from Kansas City. Said that's the way all Easterners are having a haircut.
Well, I ain't no Easterner, and I don't aim to be spending a quarter every week for a shave and a haircut, so start slicing it off.
Okay, okay. I need to get the head up. Oh,
sorry, Breezy. I reckon I ain't feeling up to snuff today.
Can't say as I blame you. I heard about the town meeting last night.
Yeah.
You, told him yet?
I don't see why everybody's in such a rush all of a sudden. They waited 40 years. A couple more hours ain't gonna make no difference.
You're, gonna do it today then, huh?
Yeah, I'm gonna do it today.
Poor old Gabe. Wonder how he'll take it. I'm sure glad it ain't me that has to break the news.
Stop talking about it, Breezy, and finish my hair.
Well, Gabe's a sensible man. He's not going to hold it again, you know, seeing as how the whole town's agreed.
Well, the whole town don't know him like I do. I was here when he first come to Yellow Crest. I don't know, if it wasn't for Gabe Starbuck, there wouldn't be...
Howdy, mister. Paul. You're next. It'll be a couple of minutes. Dodge City Papers there if you'd like to read it while you're waiting.
Thank you. Thanks.
Britt.
Now, you sit still.
Britt Ponsett.
Huh?
Don't you remember me, Britt?
Why,
Elf? Alf Crandall?
Alf?
Alf Crandall? Oh, sure, I remember you. Well, what happened to your beard?
Breezy here shaved it off 3 years ago.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. A couple of the boys paid him to do it while I was asleep in the chair.
Is that so?
I ain't never forgiven you for that, Breezy.
You could have growed it back, Alf.
Well, it wouldn't have been the same. It took me 25 years to get that stand of whiskers. Besides, once Maddie seen me without him... Folks do say I look younger.
Well, you look so young, I hardly recognize you. That's...
Well, what about you, Britt? How's the world been treating you?
Oh, first rate, first rate.
You just hit town.
Yeah, yeah. I've been out on the Square Moon Ranch last month or so. I ran into a flock of sheep yesterday, and they gave me such a brotherly look, I decided it's high time I get a haircut.
Be right pleased to take care of you, Mr. Ponsett. There. That ought to be short enough, Alf.
Well, feels like you got some of it off anyhow.
Just let me give you a little brush. All right, there you go. Oh, thanks. Sit right down, Mr. Bronson. Well, what'll it be? Shaving a haircut?
Haircut'll do it.
Well, you might as well have a shave, too, as long as you're here. I got the kettle on, the towels will be real hot. Why, you won't even feel the razor.
No, I don't think
so. No matter how good a man is at shaving himself... It's not the same as having a barber do it.
Oh,
now, you
no,
take
no.
having a horse shod. You don't do that yourself unless it's an emergency.
No,
you go to an expert.
That's
well, sir,
right,
it seems to me a man's face ought to be as important as his horse.
Yes, but
it seems to me
right.
that when a fellow wants to get a...
All right, Brady. You can give me a shave, too.
Yes, sir, Mr. Fonsi. Yes, sir. I'll just trim some of this hair off while the water's warming up.
You gonna be around town for a spell, Britt?
Just overnight, Alf. I'm due back to Square Moon tomorrow.
Well, I'd sure like to stay and chew the fat, but I'm due over to Gabe's Starbucks office.
Oh, say, how is he?
Hmm?
Gabe. Gee, I haven't seen hide nor tail of him. Must be over 4 years.
Oh, that's right. You and him used to be real good friends, didn't
you? Oh, we sure did. It was Gabe Starbuck gave me my first pony.
Well, as a matter of fact, he's aging, Brett. He's aging fast.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. He's not down sick, is he?
No. No, Gabe wouldn't let himself get down no matter how he felt.
Uh-huh. What's he up to nowadays?
Same as ever.
Well, you mean he's still sheriff?
Yeah, he's still sheriff. At least he is today.
Oh?
Truth is, we had a meeting just last night. Decided the town's got to have a new sheriff. And that's what I'm going over to talk to Gabe about now.
Uh-huh.
You don't want it too short, do you, Mr. Ponsett? Fellow's in from Kansas City the other day. Says back there folks ain't cutting their hair so short anymore.
Well, you better trim it pretty close, Breezy. I may not be in a barbershop again for quite some time.
Whatever you say. Appears to me people around here don't want to be in style.
Nobody wants to get rid of old Gabe, Britt. But the town's changed. Well, we got near 700 people living here now.
That many?
Yeah, there's a new bank, too. Maybe you saw
it. Yes, I did, yes.
Not doing very good, though. Folks are afraid their money won't be safe. Oh, we haven't had any robberies, not for quite a spell. As long as Gabe's sheriff, well, there's not much he could do to stop an outlaw if one did happen to come our way. You know, old Gabe being so old and all.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Doggone it, Britt. We all realize that we owe him an awful lot. Cleaned up Yellowcrest. Made it possible for decent people to live here. Of course, that was 40 years ago. Things are a lot different now. We gotta have us a new sheriff, that's all.
Mm-hmm. Does Gabe know you're planning on replacing him?
No, we ain't told him yet, but can't put it off much longer.
I see. It's gonna hurt him pretty bad, isn't it?
Well, how would you feel if it was your place, you give your life to a town, your whole life, and they say, we're sorry, but we gotta put you out to pasture. You're too old.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe if he was to have a deputy.
Well, we talked about that. Town ain't rich enough to afford two salaries.
Mm-hmm. Well, Gabe's got a good, sensible head on his shoulders.
That's what I said, Mr. Ponsett. That's just what I said.
He probably won't like the idea of losing his job, not at first, but He'll see that you don't have much choice in the thing.
Now, you just lean back. That's better. And be sure and tell me if this towel's too hot.
Ooh.
A little warm?
I guess I can stand it. Real glad you don't think we're being too hard on Gabe, Britt. Say, that gives me an idea. Well, seeing as how you understand the predicament we're in, about Gabe, I mean, maybe you wouldn't mind sort of preparing him?
No, wait, just a minute, Alf.
Your old friend, you said so yourself. It'll be different having the news come from you.
No, it's none of my concern.
Here's another towel, Mr. Ponsett. Now, just lean back.
You're going to be seeing him anyway, Britt. Now, all you have to do is kind of lead the conversation around to him retiring, you know. Lay the foundation, and then later on, when everything's...
I won't do it, Al. I won't do it. Now, you're just wasting your breath. You just...
How in thunder am I going to get this lather on, Mr. Ponsett, if you keep moving around like
I'm
that?
I'm only asking you to talk to Gabe because, I'm apt to say the wrong thing. You know me, Britt, always putting my foot in my mouth.
And I'll hold still.
Now, Al, I tell you, you're not going to put...
Your own fault, Mr. Ponsett, and I told you to keep quiet.
Please, he's right. Just sort of take it easy, Britt, while I sort of explain what I had in mind. And then if you still aren't willing...
Well, between the shaving and the hot towels and Al harping at me, not that I agreed to tell Gabe that Tom's getting a new sheriff. I didn't agree to that, Nigel, but all I said was that I'd sort of feel him out, see how the land was lying. Anyway, about 20 minutes later, I was coming along the boardwalk heading for Gabe's office. Well, it sure sounded like shooting to me. When I looked around, nobody seemed to be paying any attention. Listen to that. The fellows arguing politics over the post office steps, they didn't even stop to take a breath. And the ladies in Johnson's Mercantile, they went right on measuring yardage like they hadn't even heard it. Well, I was pretty sure where it was coming from now. I was right behind the sheriff's office. Now, I opened the front door. No sign of Gabe. No sign of anybody, for that matter. And, then I saw him. Right through the back window. And I saw why folks hadn't been very upset about the gunfire. Gabe was having himself a little target practice out there, aiming at a tin can sitting on a pile of lumber. It had just been 4 years since I'd seen him last, but... oh, he looked good 10 years older. Smaller, too. He kind of shrunk and bent over, with thin, yellow-gray hair and long, bony arms that didn't seem to have much meat on them. Yeah. He sure wasn't having much luck hitting that tin can, either. Hello, Gabe.
Hmm? Who?
No, it's Brett Ponson.
Well, I'll be doggone. Well, it's sure good to see you. Well, for a second there, I didn't recognize you. The sun got my eyes. I blinded me, the sun.
Sure. How are you, Gabe?
Well, never better. Never felt better in my life.
Glad to hear it.
Well, I was just doing a little shooting.
Yeah, I saw you.
Well, not that I need any practice, you understand, Britt. But I was worried about one of my guns. I think he throws a little to the left.
I say,
Yeah, that's why I missed my last shot. I guess you saw me miss it.
Oh, well, a man can't hit anything if his gun's not working.
Yeah. Well, let's go inside where we can sit down and have us a talk.
Fine.
Well, you're looking good, Brett. Real good.
Oh, well, a little older, maybe. Well, I guess that happens to all of us, doesn't it?
Oh, I don't know. Man's only as old as he feels. Just take that chair, Britt, over there.
Oh, thanks.
I'll sit by the window here, where I can keep an eye out on the street.
I was kind of surprised to hear that you're still sheriff, Gabe.
Huh. Don't see why it should have surprised you.
Well, you know, you must be getting along, Gabe.
Well, I'm 64, Britt. 64 last spring.
Now, Gabe.
Well... might be 65. The family never kept no records. But I ain't no older than that.
No.
Don't look no older.
No.
Do I?
Oh, no. No.
Huh.
You still living alone?
Well, of course I'm still living alone. You think I need a keeper or something?
Oh, no. I was just wondering if you ever got a hold of that ranch you used to talk about. That's all. You remember?
Ranch?
Yeah, don't you remember that? When I was a kid, you always said someday you're going to have a ranch. After you'd retired from being sheriff, of course.
Oh, I still aim to do it. When the time comes. Of course, there ain't no sense in thinking about it now.
Oh?
No. Yellowcrest is growing, Britt. Growing fast. That's when a town needs law and order the most. When it's busting its britches. And seeing as how I'm the only experienced lawman in these parts, well, it's my duty to stay on the job. I owe it to the folks here. Why, if I was even to think about retiring... well, they just wouldn't know what to do. They'd be plumb helpless. Well, I ain't got no choice, Britt. You know how it is.
Sure, Gabe. I know.
We'll return to James Stewart as the Six Shooter in just a moment. The winter brings extra hazards to the motorist and the pedestrian. Longer hours of darkness, poor visibility caused by snow, rain, and fog, and slippery streets call for extra caution. The National Safety Council urges that for safety, every motorist should always adjust speed to road and weather conditions. Keep the windshield clear. Never slam on your brakes if the road is wet or slippery. Pump them slowly to slow down or stop. Use tire chains on snow and ice, and keep a safe distance between your car and the one ahead. Guard against that one accident that might take your life or ruin it.